Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 73 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson.
We want to individualize our instruction within small groups.
Rowan County school officials are evaluating test assessment scores released this morning.
A bill that addresses sexual harassment in Frankfort has been pre-filed.
The state attorney general is looking for new authority for certain investigations.
Governor Matt Bevin is in favor of legalizing industrial hemp.
The storytelling festival kicks off tomorrow near Moorhead.
In sports, the Lady Vikings volleyball team plays host to Ashland Blazer tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
And the weather for tonight is mostly cloudy skies with a low around 54 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Even with three schools on the target support and improvement list, Rowan County School District met or outranked the state's cut scores in all areas. The Kentucky Department of Education released student assessment scores for all public schools this morning. District Assessment Coordinator Allison Matthews says results in certain subgroups caused one elementary school, as well as the middle and high schools, to receive the TSI designation.
They break your population down into different subgroups. Those subgroups could be based on your disabilities, your Hispanic students, English language learners, as well as free and reduced priced meal students.
Matthews says the data provided to the district will allow educators to reevaluate how they approach education opportunities within those subgroups. The schools are planning to continue with more individualized learning opportunities for students this year.
The University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension Service is hoping to use a new survey to improve quality of life around the state. The statewide community assessment touches subjects like available jobs within an area, healthcare, and opportunities for children. Gary Palmer is the interim director of Extension for UK. He says once all that information is collected, it will be a big help moving forward.
What kinds of things are people are dealing with that we might help them with? And one of the benefits, you know, you could say, well, you know, the health issues, we have hospitals and stuff. Yes, we do, and they do a great job. But we can partner with them and help them to reach people who can be helped with preventative things.
The survey can be found online on the University of Kentucky's website or can be filled out by hand at your local county extension office.
A bill addressing sexual harassment complaints was pre-filed in Frankfort today. Lawmakers are hoping to take control of the sexual harassment issue in Frankfort. A flood of sexual harassment complaints during the 2018 legislative session prompted a bill. According to Spectrum News, lawmakers filed the bill on inappropriate behavior of employees in the legislative branch. More specifically, it explains discrimination, harassment, and sexual harassment of any legislator, legislative agent, or legislative employee would be considered ethical misconduct. The bill clarifies topics such as harassment, sexual harassment, workplace complaints, unwanted sexual contact, or sexually suggestive comments and discrimination. The bill also provides a tip line, which allows employees to report wrongdoing from within the legislative branch. If the bill is passed, the Legislative Ethics Commission would administrate the tip line and have the authority to manage the complaints.
Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear wants lawmakers to grant his office the authority to request special grand juries. Kentucky state law currently does not allow for such grand juries, but Beshear is making the case for them. He cited the Pennsylvania Attorney General's use of statewide jury to investigate allegations of sexual abuse by Catholic priests.
But it's important to note that this statutory fix, while it would allow a similar investigation, is not just about that issue. This step is necessary for far-reaching, deeply rooted, and sometimes institutional child abuse, human trafficking.
Democratic Representatives Jim Wayne and Jeffrey Donahue are pre-filing bills to give the AG's office the authority.
A new report shows the impact Medicaid expansion is having on rural Kentuckians. According to the report, states that expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act saw uninsured rates for low-income adults living in rural areas fall three times more than non-expanded states. Emily Beauregard with Kentucky Voices for Health says Kentucky experienced one of the greatest decreases in the nation.
The majority of our population lives outside of metro areas. And so what we're seeing here is that of the people who were previously uninsured living in those rural areas, two out of three have now gotten insurance coverage because of Medicaid expansion.
The research shows that disparities in coverage rates between metro and rural areas have nearly been eliminated. The report was released by Georgetown University Center for Children and Families, along with the University of North Carolina.
Kentucky's governor is weighing in on the possibility of industrial hemp being grown in Kentucky. With the nation's farm bill set to expire at the end of the month, Kentucky Senior Senator Mitch McConnell says he's included provisions in the new bill that would clear the way for legalizing the crop. Governor Matt Bevin tells Spectrum News he's all for it.
I have absolute confidence in the president's ability and in Secretary Ross's ability to channel this discourse between us and other nations like China, like folks at the EU, for the betterment of the United States.
Bevin believes the crop would do well in here, saying the Commonwealth's climate is prime for its cultivation.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business. The rich aroma of fine chocolate greets customers as they enter the factory store at 550 North Maysville Road in Mount Sterling or 213 Walton Avenue in Lexington. Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional treats and confections like cream candy and Blue Mondays, other Kentucky-made specialty items, licensed University of Kentucky products, and equine gifts. Facebook and online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
Storytellers from around the world are coming to Rowan County this weekend for the Cave Run Storytelling Festival. This is the 20th annual event to be held at the Twin Knobs Recreation Area of Cave Run Lake. Organizer Carolyn Franzini says the festival is more than just story time for children.
The professional storytellers that we have coming are very aware of how to manage and entertain an audience with funny things as well as some very poignant components of the story. So they're truly professionals. Storytellers come from all over the country. We truly hire the best.
Tickets for the Storytelling Festival are available at the gate. Single-day tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for children. Weekend passes for both Friday and Saturday are $45 for adults and $15 for children.
The Huntington District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will be hosting the 50th anniversary celebration of the Grayson Lake Dam. The event will take place this Saturday and is open to the public. Chief of Public Affairs Brian Maka says he hopes many people will come.
It's free of charge. So we're hoping to get a lot of people to come out to the event. The lake itself is just is a gem. So a lot of people know about it, I think, and it's not very far from a lot of population centers like Ashland and Huntington. It's not too far away, not too far off the interstate.
The event is being held at the Grayson Lake Dam Site Recreation Area from 1 to 5 p.m.
The Rowan County Farmers Market will be hosting the second annual Market Tractor Show this weekend. Bob Marsh is the Rowan County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. He says Saturday's event will feature trophies, cash prizes, and food.
People can bring their tractors to be judged. Farm Bureau Federation has been real generous, provides some prize money and trophies behind it. And the Farmers Market Association, I think, has really hit on a good idea on things that might generate some interest in agriculture from the general public.
Both attendance and participation in the tractor show are free and open to the public. The show takes place at the Rowan County Farmers Market Shelter by City Park from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday.
The city of Pikeville has been presented an award from the Kentucky League of Cities. WMKY's Haley Stidham has the story.
Pikeville received the KLC's Government of the Year Award, recognizing the city has done something transformational and is making a huge impact on its region. According to EKBTV, the city received the award for their remarkable work in the area of strategic economic development. There was also mention of three high-profile companies that are coming to Pikeville, providing more than 1,000 Eastern Kentucky jobs. The KLC Government of the Year Award is sponsored by Collins & Company, Incorporated, and will provide a $1,000 donation towards a city project. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
Despite a wet start to the season, the Kentucky Division of Forestry is preparing for the fall wildfire season. Starting next week, state law restricts the open burning within 150 feet of any woodland or brushland between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Stephen Cole is the assistant director of the Kentucky Division of Forestry. He says individuals need to practice proper safety when burning during approved times as well.
Anytime anybody's burning outdoors, they need to take proper precautions so that it doesn't escape and get away. That means having enough equipment, proper tools handy to control any embers that may break loose or get loose. And also we recommend that folks contact their local fire department or the Division of Air Quality to see if there are any other restrictions in their area.
Cole says fall wildfire season and its burning restrictions run from October 1st through December 15th.
A Martin County man who went missing yesterday has been found. EKB News reports Bobby Jude went missing Tuesday morning while ginseng hunting with a friend. The two split up to cover more ground, but according to his friend, Jude never showed back up to their agreed meeting spot. The friend contacted search crews that night, but even with the help of thermal imaging cameras, Jude was nowhere to be found. Martin County Sheriff John Kirk said Jude was finally located by a gas company employee this afternoon.
A West Virginia man was taken to the hospital this morning after he was accidentally thrown into the back of a garbage truck. The man was reportedly sleeping in the dumpster when Waste Management came to empty it. According to WSAZ, workers called 911 after hearing the man's cries from the driver's seat. The Huntington Fire Department used rope rescue techniques to remove the man from the vehicle. The incident took place in the 8.5 alley behind a sandwich shop. The man reportedly was not injured.
Taking a look at the weather for tonight, we have mainly cloudy skies this evening with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, a low around 56 degrees. Tomorrow, overcast with rain showers at times and a 40% chance of rain and a high of 67. Tomorrow night, showers in the evening with some clearing overnight and a 40% chance of rain and a low of 55. On Friday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 75. On Friday night, a mostly clear skies with a low around 54. Right now in Lexington and Moorhead, it is 72 degrees. 74 degrees in Mount Sterling and Grayson. 73 degrees in Flemingsburg and Inez. 71 in Maysville and 76 in Ashland.
On our feature segment today, Moorhead State University's Noah Dockery explores music with a local rapper who puts a unique twist on the genre.
I'm hotter than Thai chicken, but cold in these lines written. My dreams are haunted by the know when I finally meet.
The definition of music is the science or art of ordering tones or sounds in succession to produce a composition having unity and continuity. For Luke Whitlock, it has been a way to find solace, build his confidence, and reflect his life for his fans to hear.
I wasn't a socialite. I kept to myself, but I used the music to build my confidence.
Luke Whitlock is a 20-year-old rapper from Taylorsville, Kentucky. He used to not consider himself as an extrovert, so he used other artists to find that confidence that he was missing.
And I definitely tuned in more to artists who were more confident, more egotistical. But I didn't take after them, I used it to balance myself out. So artists such as Kanye West, Kid Cudi, Chance the Rapper, Kanye the most, because of his egotistical and confident nature, he helped me pull myself out of a shell and really figure out who I was and what I wanted to be a part of.
A huge fan of Kanye West, Whitlock used him to boost his confidence. He sees West as a controversial artist, but also thinks that West's music is a reflection of reality.
He's basically sacrificing his own image to show what life really looks like. And in music, it's something that music is something you want to relate to. And I feel like that's why he's one of the biggest artists, is because he's made something that is so easily relatable.
Whitlock hopes to portray the reality of life in his music as well. As a Christian, he hopes that he can reflect his beliefs into his music, but does not consider himself a Christian rapper.
What I rap about is a reflection of me. I don't curse in my raps because I don't curse. And I make music that, I would not say that I'm a Christian rapper, but that I'm a Christian that raps. The music that I make, I think, just like Kanye West, should be a reflection of my reality. My reality is not all rainbows and sunshine and all for God.
Whitlock tries to use his music to portray his reality of life to everyone who listens, but he has a slight target audience as well.
And usually I wouldn't base a whole project off of one demographic, but I would say if I had to generalize who I'm going for, it would be college age students of any, I guess it would lean towards men, but you know, I don't try to, because I want, you know, men and women to hear it. But I feel like, I guess if you put all my lyrics into a blender and spit it back out, you'd get mostly related to college age men. But you know, I feel like women can definitely find something in my music.
Whitlock recently just released his newest mixtape, A Good Promise, on SoundCloud. His rap name is LTC, which stands for Luke the Commander, because he was one of the first people to make hip-hop music in Taylorsville and feels like he commanded a generation. LTC continues to rap and hopes his music will grow and reach people that he couldn't without his talent. I'm Noah Dockery.
Contributing reporter Noah Dockery is also a student here at Morehead State University. This feature was produced in cooperation with the Morehead State University Department of Convergent Media. It's 447 and 72 degrees here on the beautiful campus of MSU. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kenzie Thompson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this dreary Wednesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service. Major Brands offers tire replacement with name brand tires such as BF Goodrich, Kelly, Uniroyal, and Michelin. Vehicle maintenance by certified technicians includes brakes, belts and hoses, steering, batteries, oil changes, and more. Walk-ins or appointments are welcome. Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service in Moorhead and Mount Sterling. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1, and online at majorbrandstire.com.
It's volleyball action tonight. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The 19-11 Rowan County Volleyball Vikings are taking on Ashland Blazer tonight in Moorhead. Ashland has a record of 13-10. Rowan coach Steve Walters says that Ashland Blazer still holds a grudge after losing to Russell in the second round of the 16th Region Tournament last year, the tournament that Rowan County went on to win.
Ashland had, several juniors that played, so they had just as much experience, and I think it was a real disappointment to them that they didn't at least make it through the regional championship. I know that some of their goals that they set at the beginning of the season, that one of them was to beat Rowan County. So I have no doubt we're going to get their best shot.
Rowan is currently ranked in third in the region. Game time is set for 7 p.m. Other games tonight include 2-18 Greenup County on the road against 4-14 Lewis County, and 2-26 Bath County is hosting 17-6 Powell County. The Morehead State volleyball team will wrap up a three-game OVC opening homestand tonight. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
The Eagles are hosting in-state rival Eastern Kentucky for the contest. The matchup features the two winningest teams in OVC history, as Morehead State's 759 total victories and 350 conference-only victories ranks as the most all-time in league history, while EKU's 643 total victories ranks second. The Eagles and the Colonels will be meeting for the 75th time, as Morehead State leads the all-time series 50-24. Both teams enter the midweek matchup after winning matches with Jacksonville State and Tennessee Tech last weekend. Tonight's match will be Residence Hall Day, sponsored by the Office of Student Housing. The first 100 students at the game will receive a Morehead State LED spirit fan with a host of other activities set to commence. First service set for 6 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
The Rowan County Soccer Vikings home game last night against Boyd County was canceled due to weather conditions. Coach Max Hammond said earlier this week that he would be keeping an eye on the weather in regards to the Boyd County matchup.
Obviously, it's much better to play on turf than it would be a grass, you know, grass and mud field. So, you know, that's a luxury that we do have whenever the rain's bad, is we can still have our game. So the conditions may have a little impact on it, but less impact than they normally would.
No makeup date for last night's game has been released. The Vikings take on East Carter tomorrow. There are teams playing tonight, though, in the region, and they include 10-3-1 Montgomery County hosting 0-12 Paris, and 5-6-1 Johnson Central is playing host to 10-1-3 Prestonsburg. The Rowan County Girls Soccer Vikings have the day off before hosting Ashland Blazer tomorrow at 7. The Vikings are currently 8-6 on the year, while Ashland Blazer is 8-4-3. The Vikings are coming up fresh off a 4-0 win over Bath County yesterday. Teams playing tonight around the region, though, include 7-5-2 East Carter hosting 4-4-3 Mason County, 7-6-1 Montgomery County is traveling to 0-9-1 Paris, and 2-7-1 Estill County is traveling to 6-3 Powell County. Big Blue Madness has officially started. Fans were camped out as early as 5 a.m. this morning for free tickets. The University of Kentucky encourages fans order their tickets online at Ticketmaster.com, but for those who wanted an early steal, they will receive control cards. The cards will be passed out at 2 p.m. on Friday. Fans with control cards must be in line at the ticket windows by 10 p.m. on Friday to receive their tickets. Kentucky fan Dallas Hoskins tells the Herald Leader just how serious the occasion is.
Where adrenaline starts flowing, you know, you don't drink as much water because you don't want to go and have to vacate the area, and I mean it's body to body. It is every man pushing, every muscle in my body is tensed up. We have rain suits, we have umbrellas, you know, we don't come unprepared.
Big Blue Madness is set for October 12th at 7 p.m. at Rupp Arena. After a blue and white scrimmage and a couple of exhibition games after that, the Wildcats begin regular season play against Duke at the Champions Classic in Indianapolis on November 6th. The OVC announced today that Morehead State Women's Basketball Eagles' January 10th road game against Belmont will get a national TV broadcast. This was the conference's only selected game for national broadcast. This game will only be the second regular season game in the program's history to get a national spotlight. Week 4 of the NFL's regular season starts tomorrow night as the 1-1-1 Minnesota Vikings travel to LA for an 8-20 matchup against the 3-0 Rams. Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy vows he's playing at Green Bay on Sunday after missing one game with a rib cartilage injury. McCoy made the announcement after saying he was able to run at full speed during practice today. McCoy has been sidelined since the Bills center Ryan Groy fell on the left side of McCoy's chest in the third quarter of Buffalo's 31-20 week 2 loss to the Chargers. Houston Texans safety Andre Howell's Hodgkin's lymphoma is in remission. Howell was diagnosed with the disease in May and immediately began treatment. He received the news of his remission on September 18th. He chose not to undergo chemotherapy, instead opting for a less aggressive form of treatment with hopes of returning to the field this season. And the New England Patriots have placed running back Rex Burkhead on injured reserve 3 days after he left the game against the Detroit Lions with a neck injury. Clemson quarterback Kelly Bryant feels he didn't get a fair shot to keep his job and has decided to transfer after the highly touted freshman Trevor Lawrence was named the starting QB for the third-ranked Tigers. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney announced the senior's intentions to transfer today, 2 days after it was announced that Lawrence would start this week against Syracuse. Bryant had started the past 18 games for the Tigers, going 16-2. He missed the past 2 days of practice after what Sweeney said was an emotional conversation between the two on Monday. And lastly in sports, in their final home stretch of the season, the Cincinnati Reds are getting ready for Game 2 of their series with the Royals. Kansas City got the win last night, 4-3. Cincy manager Jim Riggleman tells Reds.com that it was largely in part to a great hitting performance from the Royals.
We don't make excuses for our home runs, but that was a great American Ballpark home run. You know, that one is that, you know, O'Hearn is really shown good power. He's hit a lot of home runs, and to his credit, you know, he's in Kansas City where it's tough to hit him. But, you know, that one is one that just barely got out of there, and it's worth two runs.
Game time this evening is set for 6:40 at Great American Ballpark. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Volleyball hosts Eastern Kentucky University tonight at 6 p.m., football hosts San Diego on Saturday, October 6th, and soccer welcomes Austin Peay on Sunday, October 7th. More information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks closed lower, giving up earlier gains as comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell following a monetary policy announcement sent interest rates lower and bank stocks along with them. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 106.93 at 26,385.28. The S&P 500 was down 9.59 at 2905.97, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 17.1 at 7990.37. The Fed Chairman Powell told reporters after the Fed announced it raised rates for the third time this year, he does not see inflation surprising to the upside, noting that it's not in our forecast, and it was this announcement more than anything else that sent interest rates down. The 10-year Treasury note fell to 3.06% after Powell's announcement, and shares of J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and Citigroup all dropped more than 1%. The Spider S&P Bank ETF itself dropped 2%. The Fed also raised its target overnight rate to a range of 2.25%, or I should say 2% to 2.25%, and this does mark the central bank's eighth rate hike since 2015. Despite the NASDAQ dropping, there was strength among FANG stocks today, as Facebook, Netflix, Amazon, and Google all finished with a gain today. Facebook was up 1.25%, and Netflix was up 2.3%. IBM shares rose 1.8% after analysts at UBS upgraded them to a buy from neutral, predicting the company will report better than expected earnings next year. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.3%, finishing at $72.06 a barrel. Gold was down 0.5% at $1,199.20 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were strong, with the Stock 600 index up 0.3%. In Asia, stocks were strong as well, with the Shanghai Composite up almost 1% and the Nikkei up 0.4%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were IBM and Disney, while the worst performers were American Express and Dow DuPont. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Alexion Pharmaceuticals and Foot Locker, while the worst performers were Cintas and EQT. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down $1.44 at $84.54, CSX up 58 cents at $73.90, AK Steel down a penny at $4.82, Marathon Petroleum down 51 cents at $84.54, AEP down 84 cents at $68.97, and Anthem was down 78 cents, finishing at $269.47. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
Taking another look at our weather forecast for this week. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and a low of 56 degrees. Tomorrow, overcast skies with rain showers at times and a 40% chance of rain with a high of 67. Tomorrow night, showers in the evening with some clearing overnight, a 40% chance of rain and low of 55. On Friday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 75. And on Friday night, mostly clear skies with a low around 54.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Brian Courtney, Logan Pemberton, Chaz Jenkins, Peyton Stewart, Haley Stidham, Cody Robinson, Chanice D. Davis, Shawmarie Mosley, Chanice D. Davis, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Tilden Johnson, KNN's Haley Hansen, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from MSU Convergent Media major Noah Dockery. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and Translator W202 BH and Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.